USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After commuting Roger Stone's prison sentence, President Trump says most Americans are happy that Stone's a free man. Stone was convicted for lying to Congress, obstruction, and witness tampering, and was to start serving 40 months in prison this week until the president commuted his sentence on Friday. He says that his longtime friend and confidant was not treated fairly by the courts. But Democrats and at least a few Republican lawmakers say the president has abused his power. Much of the Southwest has been baking, with Arizona hitting highs of over 115 degrees yesterday, and Texas, well, so far it's been relatively cool at about 100 degrees yesterday. This Dallas mom says,
"We've been inside so much with the quarantine that it's nice to get out, even if it is 100 degrees.
The heat wave is expected to start upping temperatures in Texas and other southeastern states this week, and this is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
Louisiana's governor requiring masks to be worn as a surge in new coronavirus cases spreads across that state. Governor John Bel Edwards saying yesterday it was clear that the state's current restrictions are not strict enough. Louisiana had more than 2,000 new cases reported on Friday and yesterday, and hospitalizations are also on the rise in that state. The Washington Redskins' name change is underway. Yahoo is reporting that the NFL team is to announce its new name in the next 48 hours. Speaking on the Saturday Sports Brunch radio show, Yahoo's Charles Robinson said the NFL is telling everyone, in his words, who has Washington's nickname on its platform to start scrubbing it and start taking it off. He said he didn't know what the new nickname will be. The team has been under pressure to change the name Redskins for ages. It's considered offensive to Native Americans. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
The Democratic-controlled House passed a police reform bill last month after the death of George Floyd in Minnesota. However, it's been stalled in the Republican-led Senate, where the GOP has a reform bill of its own that Dems say doesn't go far enough. In the weekly address, Democratic Virginia Congressman Donald McEachin said Americans want bipartisan action to fight what he calls an epidemic of police brutality and racial injustice. And he says the nation's response to the pandemic has only turned up evidence of that injustice.
Never have the deadly and insidious effects of systematic racism been clearer than the past few months as we've all weathered a pandemic that has disproportionately assailed and killed black and brown people.
Two police officers are dead in Texas after a domestic disturbance turned into an ambush. The chief of the McAllen Police Department saying the officers killed yesterday didn't have a chance to protect themselves. The two were shot while responding to the domestic violence call, and police say the suspect met the officers at the door and shot them. The suspect then died by suicide, they say, after police confronted him. And people are buzzing about the fact that President Trump did finally put on a mask on Saturday in public, the president wearing it while touring the Walter Reed National Military Medical Center just outside the nation's capital. It was the first time he's been seen wearing one in public. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.